This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company, and I'll tell you why. They're just absolutely crushing it. Again, a real company, real products. They did $3.6 million in the fiscal year of 2017, about $600,000 more than they did in 2016. We're talking no other than Service Team. That's right, Service Team, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol SVTE. And with us today is the CEO of that company, going to talk about it and talk about his 20% rise and what they're doing. We're talking to no other than Robert Cashman. Rob, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
Yeah, give my listeners a little bit about statement of yourself and your company and what you guys do out there.
Well, I've been in the business of one sort or another for all my life, really. My first company, I built it up and sold it to ITT and worked for them for a while. Then I took one of the acquisitions we had there and spun it out and took it to Anaheim and ran a factory there making envelopes. And I did that for about 20 years. And then I basically retired, but that didn't work. And so I got involved in a couple more public offerings. I've actually wrote public offering documents for ITT for several years. As a part-time thing, I've been involved in the local politics here. I've been on a couple of commissions for the city of Anaheim, and I was county commissioner of airports for Orange County for 24 years.
Wow.
And that was a fun job. It was a great job. And we built John Wayne Airport during that time. So it was wonderful. I retired from there 7 years ago. It's like being a mayor of a little city. You have a fire department and a police department and all sorts of other good things, plus airplanes. And I love airplanes. I've been involved in aviation since I was a little teenager, really. I've owned a dozen airplanes at different times. I was a military pilot in Korea, and I still own an airplane that I fly reasonably regularly to go places that I have to go. It's a wonderful transportation thing.
Well, you know, I was looking over your numbers, and I'm a fan of your company, and I just want to ask you this. How have you been able to maintain a 20% growth over the last 4 years?
By working. The business is out there. These trucks, well, you know, the auto industry has gone through quite a transition.
Yes.
And the players have changed, but we are in the business of modifying trucks and building truck bodies and little vans and insulating them and refrigerating them.
So, Bob, you know, I mentioned the numbers earlier, but my question to you is, how have you been able to maintain the 20% growth over the last 4 years?
It's really by hard work. The market's out there. There's a lot of vehicles being built, and they have to be used. And somebody is going to do the modifications. But we also have something that's kind of new, and that's the conversion of small vans to refrigerated trucks. There's only one other maker of those in the western United States that does that. And we originated doing this. We lined the inside of the small van with 4 inches of closed cell foam, and then line it inside that with a material sort of like linoleum, only it takes the cold, and the bottom of the van up to about a foot all around it with the diamond plate aluminum. This is perfect for local deliveries in the cities. The big 18-wheelers that they used to use, or even the 24-foot box vans, won't fit in the streets anymore with the traffic, and the police, when they find one stopped, flag him on, and he can't make his delivery. So
correct.
The little van is perfect for this. And the L.A. area particularly, and also the Phoenix area and Las Vegas, are building warehouses outside, or distribution centers outside the city, and delivering into the city with these small vans. So there's a real demand for them, and the demand is all over. There's opportunities in this market everywhere I go. We're selling some up in San Francisco. We're selling some in as far north as Seattle because the demand is here, and there's really very limited competition for us right now. I want to keep growing fast enough to keep somebody else from being interested in getting into it. The other side of the coin is that this is a relatively small market. Our major competitors, there are two of them that are significant, are in the $300 million or more sales a year. And this is a pretty small pot. $3 million is nothing for them. So they're not interested in coming into the market, and we pretty well have it controlled right now, and I want to keep it that way. So the issue really is how many can we build?
Right, right.
At one time, we had over 150 vans stored around the area of the plant because of the backlog. We've worked down now. I counted them this morning, and we have 61. 13 are in the process of being worked on right now, and the rest are backlogged for work to be done right away. They're waiting in line to be produced. We're producing about one a day right now. Most of last year, we did almost two a day, but this is kind of a slow time. A lot of our workers are on vacation. They pick this time of the year to go on vacation. A lot of them are Hispanic, and they go home back to Mexico where they have relatives for Christmas. And we encourage that. It's a good thing. And they can cross the border because they're all citizens. It's not a problem for them. In fact, a few years back, we hired an attorney to help them all become citizens. They all went to school, learned the language. They're a wonderful group of people. And that's a good part of being able to grow, because we divide them into teams in the plant, and we have five different teams that do certain things. Each team is led by a guy that's been with me for several years, some of them as much as 20 years. And he, in turn, trains an assistant to help him. And then he's got a helper, and each segment of the business is divided, like the van interior, the foaming, the welding, structure of the walls and the ceilings are semi-automated, and all are led by a leader who has helpers. And the leader, and of course, his number one helper can ultimately become his leader when he leaves on vacation. So each team has about five people in it. And some of them a few more, like the welders. There's several welding sites now, five welding sites, so there's five people welding all at the same time. Get some wonderful craftsmen to weld this aluminum the way they do it. It's pretty remarkable.
Let me ask you this, because we're kind of running out of time. How do you see 2018 shaping up, and what are your thoughts on that fiscal year?
I'm changing the way we're financing the company. I've been financing it with convertible debt, and I have the debt, I have the assets now, and the funding that I need to operate without it, so we're not taking any more convertible debt. We're hoping that that'll all wear off in the next 30 or 60 days, probably 75 days, it'll all be converted out and gone. So I look at next year as about a $4 million year in sales, growth of about $500,000 from last year. I look for some profit this year, quite a bit, in fact, because our one-time charges are already used up, and I look for a substantial profit. And hopefully we can use that to our advantage in a number of areas.
You know, I got a lot of email and questions about your company. One, they're talking about this large amount of stock in the market you have. I think it's around $4 billion. They want to know if you're going to do a reverse merger. Also, how will you handle that large amount in the marketplace?
I do not intend to do a reverse merger pretty much under any circumstance. My plan is starting in about March or April to take about $10,000 a month and buy the stock in the market. Right now, I can buy all the stock out there for about $300,000. So in the course of a year, I would acquire a third of it. And the following year, probably another third, but maybe it'll cost more this second year and third year, I think. But that's the plan, really. Right now, it's a real opportunity for me to start buying it. But I can't really do that until the last two significant notes are converted and out, burned away.
Service Team is the company that we're highlighting today on Stock Day. I want my listeners to take a look at it. They're on the OTC markets. They're at 0001. Ticker symbol SVTE. It's a real company with real revenues. With us today is the CEO. He says he's a buyer of the stock at this price. Bob, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Not really. I think the bottom line is that we've got a niche market and we're pursuing it. And we will continue to pursue it. The other thing that's important relevant to an investor, I think, is the fact that we're not taking any more derivative or the convertible notes because we've accomplished what they've accomplished their purpose for us, and that's really the bottom line. I look forward to a great year, and I think the business economy is picking up, and it may be even greater than I anticipate because the needed new equipment and some new depreciation rules that are coming out from the government in this new tax bill will encourage the investment in this kind of equipment. So I look for a very positive year.
Well, Bob, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I hope that you come back in 50 days and give us an update of what's going on with your company. We've been talking to Service Team, Inc. That's the company that we're highlighting. Check them out on the OTC market, ticker symbol SVTE. Mr. Cashman, thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.